Speaking with retiring Sherrard Superintendent Alan Boucher, as we talked to him, school is being dismissed today for summer break, has about a month left. What did you enjoy most about your time at Sherrard as superintendent?
Well, I enjoyed the community support. You know, the community wants Sherrard School District to thrive and to excel, just like the school district over in Mercer County does as well. And it's hard to believe that there are some communities who actually look at the school as the adversary, and they actually don't want the school district to thrive. And that's not the case here. And so I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss the great staff. And I really have a good board right now. The district is healthy and moving forward. We have problems and they need to be solved. But overall, it's a healthy school district and it's moving forward. And that's been a joy to work in that kind of an environment.
What have you been most proud of in your term as superintendent there? Or the biggest success stories, I guess, you look at?
Yeah, well, I think, here in a practical sense, the construction projects. You know, we've finally got a wooden floor for the gym. We've put on a new wrestling room, new weight room. We're getting ready to put a new addition onto Sherrard Elementary. You know, all kinds of new roofs and HVAC systems and new windows, and we're renovating science rooms. And, you know, we're just doing lots and lots of construction. In fact, we're just getting ready to do $14 million worth of construction. And so that takes a lot of work and a lot of time and effort. So I like that. But also the way we responded to the coronavirus, you know, that was such a pain and we're all sick of it and we just wish it would go away. But at the same time, we had to deal with it. And I think that the way the board and the staff and the administration chose to deal with it was the right way. You know, we never missed a day of school. We didn't close the school district down at all. We had school 5 days a week for those who wanted to be here. And I think that was the right choice because some kids desperately wanted to be at school. You know, it was a safe place for them and they just wanted to be here. And so we provided that environment. And I think all the other decisions related to it were the right ones. Now, I know that some of them aren't very popular with the community, like masks and vaccines and stuff like that. But overall, I think we got through it the best way we could. And I think we can be satisfied with the outcomes of that.
And I think you said there are some problems that are in the forefront or challenges. So what are some of the challenges you look at as you leave the Sherrard School District?
Teacher shortages and really staff shortages. When we have an opening for a cook, no one applies. When we have an opening for a custodian, no one applies. The same goes for the teachers. You know, we've had to go whole school years on several occasions in the past few years where we didn't have a certified teacher in the classroom because no one applied for, say, the math position or the science position. And that is only going to get worse in the future because our young people are not esteeming teachers and they do not want to become teachers. And if you look at the college programs, they have a fraction of the students they used to in the education program. I think that's one challenge. And I think student behavior is another. We have lots and lots of students who are not interested in following directions, taking turns, sharing, do what they're told, and to keep their mouth profanity free. You know, that's a real problem. And it's hard to know how to deal with it because some of the ways we want to deal with it aren't ways in which the families want us to deal with it. And so that's not just a problem here in Sherrard, but that's nationwide. And I don't know what to make of it, but that's definitely going to be a challenge in the future. And, you know, right now, money is really not a problem. The state is doing a good job of funding schools and we're able to pay our bills and have a cash reserve and stuff. So, you know, the finances are pretty solid and that will, I think, will remain in the future. And so those are just a few of the challenges, I think.